It's no secret that Americans are getting fat. In 1999, 34% of American adults were overweight, and an additional 30% were obese. And the rate is increasing. More than 20 million people in America have type 2 diabetes. In Native America, there are even greater rates of obesity and an epidemic of diabetes. In today's Health and Healing, Rose Hibear explores a struggle against the disease for two brave women of the Yakima tribe.
When I was younger, I used to weigh 369 pounds.
Registered nurse Evelyn Umtuch is a diabetic. She knows firsthand the root causes of obesity and the struggle her people face.
I came from a poor background. We ate just what we could. Grandma never allowed us any pop or ice cream or candy and that kind of stuff. So we just lived off the land, and Grandma raised cows, and that's how we lived. But after I got married, it was like turning a couple of kids loose in school, my husband and I, because we found out we could make our own banana splits. We could do all kinds of stuff that we never, ever, ever had before. So we just both gained weight. So one day I was sitting in a chair. I was at home by myself. He had just gone to work. And I was sitting in a chair, and I looked down, and I was hanging over. And I couldn't believe that was me, and I sat there and bawled. And while I was crying, he walked back in. He had this feeling about it, and he came back in. He said, I knew I had to come back, but I don't know why. And when he came in, we sat down and talked, and he says, well, I'll go on a diet with you.
Over the ages, Native Americans adapted to a feast or famine way of life by developing a slower metabolism and a tendency to store fat. Now, with today's lifestyle of less activity and abundant food, the result is an obese population.
First he took away my Pepsi. That was murder. Then he took away my Snickers. And that was a killer. It'd be like every 2 weeks we'd take something away. And then he brought a saucer one day, and he said, whatever goes in the saucer, that's what you'll eat. And that's how I start losing weight.
Dolores George is an active 65-year-old Yakima elder, a medicine singer and traditional artist who is blessed with a positive attitude. When she was diagnosed with diabetes in 1985, she weighed 260 pounds.
People talk about alcoholism. Well, food can kill you too if you don't eat the right things. I didn't join any weight club or anything. I just changed how I thought of food and what I ate. So I switched over to fresh fruits, sugarless drinks, fresh vegetables. Everything was baked or broiled. And so I think it was a year or so, I lost over 100 pounds. I couldn't believe it was like having a rebirth in life, you know.
Unlike Dolores, Evelyn Umtuch's battle with diabetes started in her own mind.
But it was quite a shock to me to become a diabetic, and I wouldn't admit it. I was in complete denial. And I went to the clinic, and I talked to Dr. Hadaka, and he brought my chart in and slammed it on the front of me and said, okay, Umtuch, let's come to some truths here. You have diabetes, just face it. So I looked at it a long time, and I just nodded my head. And I think that was the day I really started to accept it.
As diabetes coordinator, Evelyn sees the growth of the disease among her people. The denial that she experienced frustrates her effort to care for the people who need it.
I think that prevention probably is the biggest thing. And we have to start with the young. As a grandmother and a mother, it's up to me to teach my family. They need to be aware that if they keep moving, bring their blood sugars down. That's the theme of our diabetes program, as a matter of fact, is keep moving.
For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Rose Hibear.
Health and Healing is written and produced by Larry Johnson in collaboration with KCUW-LP FM Radio at the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians and the Benton Foundation's Sound Partners for Community Health, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which is dedicated to improving health and healthcare for all Americans. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up on Artist Circle, Bruce Cressman introduces us to a woman who weaves history, culture, and tradition, along with tulis, into her baskets. Then, on Turtle Island Storytellers, Yakima elder Johnson Maninik tells a story about the mountains of the Cascade Range.
The wisdom of these mountains watch over us, how we conduct ourselves and how we behave.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Neskay, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders is an American Indian nonprofit corporation located in Portland, Oregon. We record and preserve oral history and cultural arts of American Indian storytellers, historians, artists, and song carriers, and share their messages with diverse public audiences.
Brown earth color woman takes me into the secrets of her size. When I step into the brown of her eyes, I find sight of special dreams, fluttering eyelashes and fluttering hearts, dancing in magic no one understands. When I step into the brown of her eyes, I find the comfort of a friend sharing shelter when only a friend can know to. When I step into the brown of her eyes, she teaches loving through caring, snuggling softly in my heart, helping me to just feel good. When I step into the